in today's world, many people are trying to make us their slaves. But today, slavery is not like before.
No one's put chains in our hands like before.
But today's slavery is a modern type. They're putting our brains in slavery.
And because we don't see the chains in our hands, we feel that we are free.
But our brain is becoming a slave. We actually do what our owners want us to do.
We are brainwashed by TV, magazine, advertisements, cartoons, films, how to live, what to wear, and what to eat. No one is in chains like before, but the whole world is doing what our superpowers are feeding our brains.
I think we are free.
You can come this way. Yeah, again, you have to read louder, yeah? Please. Thank you.
If you do not believe in any religion and do not fear the hereafter,
then at least be free in your present life.
And you can guess who it's by.
These are very difficult questions.
Oh, jokes. We have to guess.
B?
A is the only person I know.
The Hussein Ibn Ali.
Yeah, he was an Islamic leader of ours.
And he said it 1,400 years ago. And he stood up against cruelty and against injustice at that time. And he taught us that never accept cruelty, every time stand up against cruelty.
حرف قشنگ زدن اینکه اگر دین ندارید لااقل آزاده باشید. ببینید خدا وقتی میخواد انسان رو خطاب کنه میگه انسان ای بنده من تو انقدر بزرگی انقدر ارزشت بالاست که هر چی که توی این زمین آسمونه هر چیزی که خلق کردم فقط برای تو خلق کردم. وقتی خدا به انسان انقدر ارزش میده پس ما چرا انقدر ارزش خودمون رو کوچیک کنیم ارزش خودمون رو بیاریم پایین بریم بنده یک انسان مثل خودمون بشیم.
Totally stand by that.
I think if people don't speak up, then you are choosing the side of the oppressor and you're choosing the enemy.
I think it's a sentence that anyone can relate to. And I truly, truly believe that you should be free in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely very true. In today's day and age, we're taught to be brainwashed towards a certain ideology, to follow certain principles that adhere to society. He taught us that we should never be slaves to other people. So 1,400 years ago, he and his family sacrificed all that they had to stand up against a tyrannical ruler and to save humanity and save Islam.
بزرگ فلسفه نهضت حسینین است که مرگ سرخ به از زندگی رنگینه.
Imam Hussein is my role model, my spiritual leader and helper.
I love you, Imam Hussein. Thank you so much for allowing us to be your followers. Thank you so much for letting us to come and visit you year on year and experience the miracle of Karbala and the miracle of Arba'in. It's just absolutely amazing. You have people, despite ethnicities and colour and religion, everyone comes together for Imam Hussein.
ولی هیچ وقت هیچ برتری بین اون کسی که شیعه است، اونی که مسیحیه، یهودیه، هندوه یا هر چیز دیگه ای هیچ برتری بین اینا نمیبینیم. امام حسین به معنای واقعی همه رو داره خودشون جمع میکنن. فکر کنم این نمونه واقعی این جمله است که میگه
الحسین و یجمعونا. It means Imam Hussein brings the whole of humanity together.
Sadly, I wasn't able to go to Arba'in this year. So to all the Zarvars, please iltimasa dua.
To make dua for all of us here in Auckland, New Zealand.